You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I talk to the time pilot?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Audio.
Audio Media presents The Patron Saint of Suicides, created by Alex Dolan. Victor Blossom walked through the rubble and the remains of the Magic Bread Factory. He ran his fingers along the remaining fragment of wall, tracing the scales of Wesley Pope's sea monster, coated in soot from powdered concrete. It was hard to see anything in the night and the rain. Quiet, too. At 4 a.m, most of Oakland was asleep. Blossom checked the time while the drizzle blurred the display.
You couldn't pick a better time and place?
You're here, aren't you? I thought we should talk.
Have we ever met?
In passing. You asked Gibson a question. We shook hands.
Well, let's make formal introductions then. Detective Price, I'm Mr. Blossom.
Yeah, heard you quit.
Want to come trout fishing?
Cook said he couldn't find anything on you that would stick. It was worth a try.
You put him up to it. You moved up from L.A. for this.
You know, that case kept me up at night. Four men were forced to kneel on train tracks and watch trains racing at them head-on. The sadism required for something like that. I marveled at the cruelty.
You never bought into the idea that they were suicides?
Neither did you.
You must have seen cases like this in L.A. It's Los Angeles, for God's sakes.
There are no cases like this.
So, this was just a puzzle you had to solve?
It didn't take much to solve it. I just came up to do something about it. Innocent people were killed.
The jury's out on whether those people were innocent.
There was no jury at all.
Did you know one of them or something?
No. I might not have even liked them if I met them. If the need arose, I might have even arrested them. That doesn't mean I can't have empathy for them. That's a tough way to die. You, on the other hand, showed no compassion. Well, you showed no compassion for the victims. You showed compassion for the villains.
Okay, go ahead. Say your catchphrase. No villains, no victims, right? I don't agree with your word choices.
Okay, vigilantes then. You have a soft spot for them. I get it.
How's that?
Because you're a vigilante. You killed the rebel man. Not that I blame you. He killed your wife. You know, my wife was killed too.
Well, look at us. We've both lost people.
But you know what I didn't do? I didn't murder the guy and dump his body in a concrete foundation.
No, you still hunted down people and killed them. You really think you're better than me?
Matter of fact, yes, I do.
How did you meet Owen Olson?
When he came to California, he started up the Walking Sam site. He targeted a few people in LA, and I got a whiff on him. It was easy enough to find him. It's not like he tried to hide. Or should I say, he didn't try that hard. He was all over social. You ever see the video of his friend drinking bleach? He posted that video. I mean, how obvious do you need your breadcrumbs? I worked cybercrime. I found him quick. People who want to be famous are easy to find.
Then how come you never arrested him? You protected your own vigilante.
I recruited an asset.
The same way you recruited James Kendall and Shiv Patel?
There you go.
You did exactly what Haven did. How do you not see that?
Because there's a difference between revenge and equity.
You're full of shit. What you did was as self-gratifying as anything those women did.
There's a larger purpose to our work. Kendall could see it.
Olsen doesn't care about some bigger purpose. He just wants to be famous.
You're right, but Olsen was already walking sand when I found him. He was a tactical weapon, and I just needed to aim him in the right direction.
But why me?
There's a phrase I hear a lot. Because you protected murderers, hence you're complicit in those crimes, whether you want to believe it or not. We wanted to break you.
Look how broken I am.
Oh, you suffered. Not as much as I wanted, but you suffered. Once we didn't have Walking Sam, I sit cook on you.
Strike two.
I'll keep trying.
Olsen didn't run his own site, did he? He wasn't that smart.
He ran it initially. He wasn't completely incompetent, but he needed help. The advanced functionality was beyond him. To install that kind of malware on a machine remotely, access cameras, open a Tor browser remotely so Sam's Market is the first thing you see? Olsen couldn't do that himself. He needed someone more advanced.
Like Patel. Was he just another tactical weapon?
Pointed in the right direction.
But Patel was a true believer.
Ultimately, but they were all true believers. Even Olsen, to a point. They saw the potential of what we could do.
To scare people out of crime?
Do you remember the name Kenneth Berger?
One of the Walking Sam victims.
You know how we found him? He was picked up for soliciting a minor. Not just for sex. He wanted to eat her. But we didn't have enough to keep him. It's easy to hook someone like that. A few emails, a few well-placed ads here and there, you get them interested. Berger was already digging into the darknet. Didn't take much to get him into Sam's challenge. He had a lot of dark desires.
You picked cases where the prime suspect walked.
It was a good place to start.
What's your end goal? People so afraid of the boogeyman, they won't commit crimes? You think that really works?
No, that's not the goal. Think of who we picked. It wasn't a knife-wielding maniac in a back alley. These were good people, good spouses, Samaritans to their communities. Take Haven Otomo. She runs a crisis counseling center to talk people out of jumping off a ledge. These are people who are admired.
You wanted to prove that all of us are shit?
Look, I've seen enough to know how people work. They aren't good or bad. They're both. People can commit exemplary acts of kindness one day and horrifying acts of cruelty the next. We're capable of the greatest good and the greatest evil. Now, most people are uncomfortable with that. They want to know if someone's good or bad because that's how they decide who to trust. But I think it's empowering because it means we all have choices. You don't get many choices in life. You can't choose where you were born, whether you're rich or poor, empowered or disenfranchised. But you can choose how you treat other people. At some point, everyone will have a choice to hurt or help someone. That's the mission. We're teaching people to be better human beings.
lofty goal.
Better than taking people off the street just to see them back out there in a few days. You know that feeling. That's what happened with Warren Hill.
You think predators will learn that lesson?
Some people are beyond redemption. For that, we have the envy.
So, Haven?
Ultimo, Jackson, and Imbata. The most logical lead came from Lynn Jackson's therapy group. We contacted everyone who was in that group. There was some scientist, Laverne Beckett, some hedge fund asshole named Paul Barnes. Nothing there. There was Diego Quezada, but he was dead. But Lynn Jackson, when I showed up, she crumbled in a hot second. She bottled up the guilt for so long. She helped the other two out of compassion, you know. She didn't think Haven would take things that far, but she was the frog in the water. When I visited a second time, she was almost happy to see me. She recorded the confession without much convincing. She was aching for the release.
You made an example out of Ibarra.
We made an example out of Jackson and Ibarra. We needed to tell a compelling story. Once the Oakland Tribune ran it, all the outlets in the country piggybacked. It's been in every major outlet this week. People are buzzing about it, and the story's not even finished. What's with that look in your eye? Are you really sad about what's going to happen to her?
Haven made her own decisions. At some point, she needs to accept the consequences.
But you didn't always believe that.
I'm entitled to change my opinion. Is my son safe?
Your son also made his own choices. He decided to take Sam's challenge. What kind of boy does that?
One who's desperate. He made a mistake, and he paid for it in scars and broken bones.
When the genie comes out of the lamp, you know the first thing people wish for?
Ben isn't like that.
Really? Haven't you been listening? You don't even know if your son is like that. You don't know what your son is like. None of us really know anyone. You get that, right? We don't know ourselves. Your son might not know right now if he'll make the same mistake, but he could. Hopefully, he'll make the right choice. But if he doesn't...
You want to know how I tracked down Warren Hill? I looked through traffic cams until I found Hill's van patrolling Golden Gate Park. There was footage of the van the night she went missing, but I couldn't get a plate. The best I could get was a view of the side of the van, but that wasn't the only night he patrolled the park. I scoured through footage from every night for a few months. That van kept showing up. Eventually, a camera got the right angle, and I got a partial plate. Between the partial and the van make and model, I found him.
Sneaky.
I'm good at sneaky.
You did the same thing with my guys?
You sent Kendall to run down Wesley Pope. I found the location where it happened and found enough camera footage to put it all together. I traced the plate to a rental agency in El Cerrito. He used a fake ID, but the agency let me check the camera footage. Then I had a face. It took me right to Kendall's business site. Once I got to him, it was easy to find Patel.
Why pentobarbital? To throw off the police?
To show you I was on to you. You need to promise me you won't come after my son.
Your son is safe. For now. That's the best I can do.
Well, it was worth a try.
Sneaky. God, that hurts. You're going to shoot an unarmed man who's lying on his back.
I know you're armed.
What's that? It's not your service revolver.
No, it's a custom 3D printed gun. You'd be amazed at what you can buy on the dark web.
There you go, making the wrong choice. If I guaranteed your son's safety, would you have believed me?
No, but it was worth asking.
What do you think is going to happen? However this plays out, you're already under investigation.
You said it yourself. Cook doesn't have anything on me. and if he did, I'd already be in custody. On the other hand, they'll have evidence on you. I've sent it to Gibson already. I have the wire transfer of $80,000 to Owen Olson's account. They're also going to connect you to Patel and Kendall, and then draw a line straight to Clemente Ibarra and Lynn Jackson.
People are going to hear the gunshot.
We're in Oakland. People are always going to hear a gunshot.
They'll find me. There are cameras all around the city.
Yes, that's true. But I know where they are, and I know how to avoid them.
Don't you want to know how the story ends?
We both know.
I don't mean for me.
You're buying time.
But you're curious. Don't you want to know what happens to Haven?
With you in the ground? Nothing.
Oh, you're wrong. This plays out the same way whether I live or die. I know people. I know what they're going to do. This bullet is going all the way to the target whether you like it or not.
We've been over this. I get it. You're scaring people out of crime.
I told you. I'm not giving people fear. I'm giving people hope. This isn't about punishment or contrition. It's about...
You don't have to call my sister. In fact, please dispose of the number.
You're safe.
As safe as I can be.
And Ben?
He'll be safe as long as I am. Haven, thank you for being willing to take care of this. I'm not used to asking for help.
The rain stopped. I've been walking around all morning. I stayed with my mom through the night. When I got up, I called an ambulance and left the door open. It feels good to breathe the brisk air. I don't think I've ever appreciated breathing like this. The weather reminds me of the damp, windy air on the Golden Gate Bridge. I felt good on the bridge. I felt like I was doing something worthwhile. I got to help people. I keep thinking about what my mom wanted for me. She wanted me to find peace. All night and all morning, it's all I've been thinking about. It's all I've been thinking about for the past 2 years. No. It's something I've been thinking about my whole life. Those four men on the train tracks. What we did to them. It didn't bring me peace. It didn't give them contrition. They never really atoned, but maybe I can. I spot her going up the stairs to the Oakland Police Department, and I stop her. Detective Gibson! Detective Gibson! She stops. I'm here to make a confession.
The Patron Saint of Suicides was created by Alex Dolan and produced by Audio Media and co-written by Alex Dolan and Vince DiGianni. Starring Elisa Park as Haven Otomo, Rob Schwarb as Victor Blossom, Dee Rosen as Kimiko Otomo, Georgia McKenzie as Zoe Gibson, Paul Green Dennis as Leonard Price, Robin Regalado as Clementa Ibarra, A.J. Beckles as Owen Olson, and Richie Ammons as the narrator. Also featuring performances by Morrison James, Jason Webb, Bill Kernodle, Patrick Conroy, Brenda Smith, Akshdeep Singh, Marianne Case, John Klug, Jamie Mack, C.J. Cressy, Catherine Michaels, Erica Sanderson, C.B. Drogi, and Allison Shepard. For more information, visit www.suicidesaints.com.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to Season 1, we are thrilled to announce the launch of Season 2. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make Season 2 even more memorable together.